Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. Hi, Ahmed.
Hello, Susan.
So, I've heard that you've got an interesting job. You're a start-up specialist. Now, I've got no idea what this means. So, tell me, what does it mean?
So, this is our second session, thanks. What I do with the startups and people that are working on that, I help them, let's say, to start up and to stand up. What I mean is that normally a group of people with a startup, they present their business model. When they talk about business model, their idea, their vision, how they want, and the whole principle of how it works. And then I challenge this business model in terms of asking them questions to get them to know their default, what they are lacking, where they need to reinforce, and what weakness point they have. Maybe they need to invest more in this point. And sometimes as well, of course, I give them advice, maybe you can do that in terms of marketing. Maybe if you change it a bit in your strategy, you do this before and after.
So I've just got one question. Now then, I know startup is a kind of a buzzword. Is it different from the old word of like just having a new company or a new idea? Is there any difference?
I'm not sure that we should call it a new company because, it's a startup. It can be in the beginning just an idea where you want to make a product. Yeah, but there are lots of startups where you don't have, let's say, a real product, a physical product. But I think in terms of our technology nowadays and what's happening, I think everyone wants to build a startup, even with a very simple idea, let's say a website, a complicated project, technical one, or software one, a radio one. So different ones, I think, with all the technology and facilities that we have.
What are the big challenges for startups that you've seen?
Risk management. They want to be really motivated and passionate. They need to believe in themselves because some people I know, and this is sad because I know some people, they have really good ideas, but they are scared to do it. They are scared in terms of maybe finding the investors, the support, maybe the motivation and durability. And some people, they just have got the passion in the beginning. They didn't think we will go along with our startup, but finally look at that. And if you want to talk about startups in France and different ones, you know, this Velo, we have different startups and it's going well. So it's not really a big challenge more than just being brave and take the risk with your idea. Just believe in yourself with that.
And where are the sources of investment coming from?
Well, I would say the source of investment, it depends on you yourself because you need to know how to sell yourself. Means how to sell your idea and to which extent you are strong, you would find the investors the right ones. If you don't reach them out, they will reach you. So, but you need to market yourself well, to strengthen and to know how to sell yourself because it's not enough that you build a strong product or you start really very fast with a startup. You need to reach out to people, you need to speak, you need to be really always an elevator pitch. Maybe you need to talk about it. And there is a big point that many people now, they are scared to talk about their idea in the beginning because they are scared someone will steal it. And this is wrong because no, they won't steal it because you are working on that. You have the motivation. You are the first doer on that. Just when you speak to someone, you never know what's the return. Maybe he will connect you with someone, with an investor. Maybe he will take this idea and talk it to another friend who would be interested to join your team, for example. So always be ready to give 2 minutes, we call it elevator pitch, 1-2 minutes to talk about your startup. Give your business card, talk to anyone, connect with people, just go to see the events. And yeah, just sell yourself.
Well, I guess that if someone wants to steal it, it might be a bit of a signal that it's quite a good idea then if somebody's willing to steal it.
Well, if they steal it and they came up with the idea or the product before you, it means they're better than you. And it means that you haven't done the good job and it means you haven't been motivated and have a passion about that. Because if you are the first doer with the right motivation and passion, no one would take it before. Even if he's stealing it from you, yeah, steal it. But I'm already in advance, I'm working, I'm doing it, investing a lot in that.
So if I have an idea, for example, to do a startup with a podcast, what would you recommend that I do?
That's a free consultation.
Please feel free to, to express your point of view. Yes.
If you want my advice here, you need to not to repeat the others. What I mean, like, be upcoming.
Don't copy, you mean?
Don't
yeah?
copy.
Yeah.
And be brave to new things. Mm-hmm. Try it. Even maybe, it, well, all the great things that we have had, in the beginning, they seem to be stupid.
What are you saying about us?
What I want to say, even in the beginning, if you have an idea which it seems to you to be stupid or no, and no, maybe, but just try it. And this is what I used to say, that always give it a try. You won't lose anything. Okay, if it's rubbish, we don't do it again.
So you get experience, you learn.
Yeah, yeah, always you have experience. So why not? Just go for it. If you want, I mean, yeah, it's not a problem. Always listen to other podcasts. Go and learn what they are doing. Maybe not copying what they are doing exactly, but you come up with another idea from what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think investing in different things as well, even if it seems to be crazy in the beginning, but just do it. I think diversity with all the facility that now, it helps a lot to get along. To someone who maybe would never be hosted by another radio, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy idea someone is talking about and bring him. Maybe it's crazy for me, to me, to you, but not to lure so many people.
Well, I think we'll take that advice. But so, what about you? Do you take your own advice? Have you set up your own ideas?
I did.
Okay. So tell us about it.
So I have worked with before, like I think in the beginning of 2016, I worked with a small startup with my brother. I gave him the business model and I didn't have time to continue, but it's good for him to work on it. And then since this December, I start working on my own idea because I like it. I have passion about that, which is investing in my network. So I'm if you want, I can tell you.
Yeah, we do want. Yeah.
So, okay. So my startup, it's called a Society for a Global Exchange. I have my friend and its co-founder, Anna. She's German in Hamburg. She's a chief technical officer. It's very basic. The very basic idea is connecting, in the beginning it will be professional people with each other, but in let's say virtual and more human way to connect. In the right niche in different locations. Like, for example, imagine yourself in France, you're looking for someone who works in Shanghai in artificial intelligence. You don't speak Chinese, you can't afford going there, but you want more information or specific information about, let's say, the trends or the hot breaking news about artificial intelligence in Shanghai. So we connect you with a group that specializes in artificial intelligence in Shanghai. For 1 hour and a half, you can join a session with different people, different profile. Some of them, they are startup founders. Some of them, they are employees. Some others,
so is it webinars?
Yeah, you connect with them for 1 hour and a half virtually via Skype or a video call. You just have, you will be a giver and talker and taker. So you will give advice, whatever you want to talk about. But as well, you can ask. You can ask for recommendation, connections, some trends about the...
But after that 1.5 hour, you lose them?
No, you don't lose them because we show you their full contacts. It means mobile, email, and all that. So you always be in touch.
Okay.
And if you want, you can...
But then you lose
join,
them?
No, you can join the same group for the next meeting.
Okay.
So you always, you have the right to stay in the meeting in the same group or leave it.
Okay.
But even if, for example, we are connected, we have connected together through one of the meetings, you have my mobile number, my email, my Facebook, so you won't lose me.
No. But what's to stop me just calling you directly without going through your global network?
But you have, would you not, to, my network is the mean to get to know me.
Okay.
So, you, in order to meet me, you have to go through my network, my platform.
I have your mobile phone.
No, but how would you have it? But you would have it if you meet me through the platform of my startup.
So the first step.
The first step, I go to the platform, I have your mobile phone, then I don't need the platform.
No.
Ah.
You go to the platform, you join the group, you go to the meeting 1 hour and a half. At the end of the meeting, you have the contact of everyone.
Right.
So in order to have the contact information of Susan, you have to attend the meeting with Susan.
Okay.
And how to attend a meeting with Susan is through our platform.
Okay, but then afterwards, I don't need you, because I have Susan's contact details.
If you want.
Okay.
But you can join for another one.
It's no problem for you.
It's no problem for you. Okay. For me, I want to connect you with someone who might give you the information, the needed information from right first time, or maybe you say, no, Susan wasn't enough for me, so I want to join another.
Not technical enough.
Let's say.
Yeah.
Technically, you're providing the
information. Exactly. I'm just smiling here. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's happy with that.
Yeah.
So basically, for me.
But maybe, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here,
yeah,
Ahmed.
I see you.
Yeah. But maybe they'll say, well, this platform's no good because I wanted somebody technical and they put me in touch with Susan.
No, there's one thing. As I said, we will not put you in a group, but you will put yourself. How's that? When you go to the website, you will choose, we will fill in down the data, the criteria, what you're looking for. When you fill in all the criteria and information, we recommend to you different groups. Say, these are all the groups that correspond to what you're looking for. Now, you choose one of the groups, you join it, and you won't find only Susan, but you'll find 7 to 8 other people.
Right, okay. But how are you going to make this something that is long-term?
Long-term for the customer or for myself?
Well, for yourself,
For
first
myself,
of all.
It will be always running. So it will have a self-marketing. Uh-huh. So I'm attending, you attend a meeting, and then you talk it to a friend, say, oh, I have got my information, and so that, and the friend will tell the others. If you ask me how I make the durability for the customer, I don't have problem as a founder if he comes to my meeting only for once, but if it was good for once, I'm sure when he needs another information, he will come back.
Okay, so you're working on the principle that it'll be one shot.
Yeah.
And if it's more, it's better.
Yes, because one right first time, mm-hmm. It will bring me more customer mm-hmm. than 2, 3, 4 times.
Yeah, okay. Right, but how are you going to get these contacts in Shanghai at the start?
Good question. So as I said, the basic of founding this startup was the international network that I have. So I have loads of friends all over the globe, and even if I didn't find one in my network, I can ask a friend through Facebook, LinkedIn to recommend someone. I made a kickoff for our startup with a team where we were 8 or 9. We have covered the whole globe from Canada, the States, South America, Europe, Pakistan, China, Japan, and Palestine. So the group, they were very diversified people with different profiles. We have good. It wasn't difficult at all to create the first team, and even I've received loads of messages. They want to be included to join the first. So I think I wouldn't have a problem to create from my own network that I have now a couple of groups that make it as run and start and kick off. And afterwards, we will use, of course, the marketing through Facebook, LinkedIn. If you are looking for certain professional areas and niche, you can join.
Okay.
So I think it wouldn't be a problem for the marketing, at least in the kickoff.
Right. Just one more devil's advocate question. If you, because you're talking about Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., Twitter, yes. I guess, as well. Why would they use you if this exists? Are you not doubling up?
Excellent question. I'm not doubling because imagine yourself, you're looking for, let's go to the same example. You're looking for a guy in Shanghai who works in artificial intelligence, right? You go to LinkedIn, you find lots of results. That's it. You find the results. Okay, you found a guy, I don't know, A. You contact him, whatever. Finding the right guy doesn't mean that you're finding the information you're looking for. So in Facebook and LinkedIn, you find the contact, but which extent, what percentage you're right, you're sure to get his answer or her answer. LinkedIn, I contacted many people, they didn't answer. Okay, he might accept the invitation to connect with you, but he's not willing to help. Not I don't know, not negatively, but he doesn't have the right time, he doesn't know you, he doesn't, why he has to share things with you, why he has to help you. But if you come to my platform, you are in the group, he knows that he has to be a giver in order to take. There is, you have to be a giver in order to take, mm-hmm. not take away, and be a taker. So I connect you with the right person. Not only his email or whatever, no, I connect you with his contact data, but you will talk to him face to face. You can ask him the questions and you can take away, imagine that, within the 10 minutes that you have, you can go home with the questions or the information that you're looking for. So instead of sending him an email and waiting for 1 week, 2, 3 weeks for his answer, no, you will ask the question and he will answer you.
It's more interactive,
I suppose. Yeah, exactly.
Have you tried sort of testing it out on a local scale, or are you going to just go full hog or globally?
We will start globally. We will test. Will not test it only in one country or in Europe or in France or in Toulouse. We already made the kickoff of a very global and diversified team, and we have received a very huge positive feedback for that. We're willing to continue. The thing is that we need to work full time because I work and Anna is working as well. But we will go international. We have made the first kickoff very successful. We'll make another one. We didn't include students because we wanted to have professionals, but students we have a big bar because they will help them to find a right colleague, right master, right internship, maybe recruiting some, well, HR company, maybe they would go to recruit some talents through this website. So I think we will go globally for that with diversified team.
Okay, excellent. When do you expect to launch?
We don't have a specific date because we want to make a very strong base to go for a huge international jump. We're thinking to have some more 2-3 meeting with diversified students and professionals or students alone, and think we'll launch it. But of course, it will be this year as soon as possible.
It will be this year, 2017.
Yes, yes.
And what was the name again?
Society for Global Exchange.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with that.
Absolutely. All the best.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.